conversations with companions.
Hey, Natana, you all
Right? Oh, hang on. There we go. Hey.
There you go. How you doing? You all right?
I'm good, yeah.
Nice to finally put a face to a name. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm good.
Good stuff. Good stuff. And is Caleb going to be joining us as well? Just yourself today?
I think it's just gonna be me,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's fine. That's no worries at all. To be honest, we'll just keep it like kind of really chill. We'll do kind of a 10-15 minute segment just asking you a few questions, and then we'll just have a bit of general chit chat in between and go from there, really, if you're cool with it.
Yeah, that's good.
Nice one. Nice one. All right, so let's get started then. Welcome back to another Conversations with a Companion. This week we are covering the season four finale, and joining me this week is Tyler from Doctor Who Chronological. Tyler, tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name's Tyler. I'm from London. I've been a Doctor Who fan since I was about 10, so from Matt
Okay.
Smith.
Yep.
Because I watched Eccleston when I was a kid, and The Empty Child scared me so much that I didn't watch it till Matt Smith. Then I
Yeah, I don't blame you on that
was
one. I don't blame you on that one.
crying.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And
So, go. Sorry, go on.
just about the podcast as well. So I made a podcast with two of my mates, and we basically watch new Doctor Who in chronological order.
Okay.
So we watch all of the new episodes, but in timeline order. So in terms of what year it's set rather than what year it came out.
Okay. No, that's a really interesting. So, what would be the first episode then? Is it Fires of Pompeii, maybe, or it
Fires
is?
of Pompeii. Because we're doing it by kind of, because it jumps around a lot, obviously. So we're doing it by like the majority of when it's set, because otherwise it would be just insane. It's quite fun,
Yeah, no,
because I
that's good.
think
And you say you do it with two other
different.
people as well.
Yeah, so two of my mates, they're also massive Doctor Who fans. We just kind of we do like a live rewatch of each episode and like kind of just to make jokes and make each other laugh, basically.
It's the best way to do it, really,
It's
isn't it?
and it's
Best way to
really
do it.
interesting in this order because it makes no sense, like each episode's a different doctor, different stories, different companion. It's like, oh, it's insane.
Yeah, brilliant. And are you doing it all of just all of New Who rather than the original Doctor Who?
Yeah, we're just doing new. We're watching a few classic ones, just the ones we really like. But at one point we were going to do it, but it was like it with just New Who, it's already like 150 episodes or something.
Yeah, I was
That
the
would have been insane,
same.
like 200, over 200. It's like,
Yeah.
going to be doing this till we're 80,
Yeah, well, that's the
That
thing.
was
I mean,
much better than people.
yeah, to be honest, we had a similar thing as well. We're looking through. I mean, I'd never seen Doctor Who. Of course, I knew of it and everything like that. And we sat down and we're like, there's a lot to cover here. There is a lot to cover. But to be honest, it means you can keep the, kind of keep the show running for a while. And the beauty of it, I mean,
Oh, definitely.
It's always difficult with, now that Doctor Who's with Disney Plus and everything like that. So, you don't know if they're going to do what they did to Star Wars Acolyte and just cut it after, after there. But hopefully they're going to keep it running. So again, it's one of those things. But yeah, brilliant. So are you guys on Spotify? Is it mainly YouTube, TikTok?
We're on YouTube mainly. We
Brilliant.
have an Instagram as well. We post memes and stuff on there and
Yeah.
reviews and stuff.
Again,
But
best.
mostly yeah, YouTube, because me and my mate Caleb in the podcast, I've known him for a while, and we always do film stuff together. So editing films is kind of more our thing than editing audio. So we kind of leaned into that, and we just like meme. We like meme loads of shots, and it's just insane. So
No, that's
but
perfect. And yeah, and what's the name of your channel? Is it just dot two
yeah,
chronological or?
so on YouTube it's Doctor Who Chronological, and the image is the Absorbloff from Love and Monsters, so you'll be able to see that. And then on Instagram it's again Doctor Who Chronological, Doctor Who underscore chronological. And we post a lot of I post on that account all the time. And right now we went to Cardiff a few
Okay.
days ago. Went around and filmed Doctor Who filming locations and like recreated shots and stuff. So we're posting a lot about that right now. We're gonna, there's a vlog coming out soon that we filmed there as well.
Brilliant. No, well, like, yeah, if you're listening, please do go check them out. And I've got to say, Cardiff is really cool. I mean, I went
That's
in
awesome.
February, and I had to go see the Torchwood HQ. I was just like,
Oh
I've got to do
yeah,
it.
that
I
was
just
great.
had to do it. And then we ended up going down to what's the it's a NATO shrine. I can't remember what the
Oh, is
actual
it?
bay is called. Is it Mermaid Bay or Mermaid Key or something like that? Down that way. And again, it's just really cool. It's just, you know,
It
you
was so
see.
cool. We saw so much stuff, and we went to a bunch of weird places. Well, we went to the street at the end of Love and Monsters.
Okay,
We went to
yeah.
the road that Danny Pink got run over on,
Yeah.
just like really obscure ones. We also went to
Yeah.
like Rose's work in From Rose, and
Yeah.
kind of there was so much to see. We were only there for 3 days, so we want to go again and visit like Bad Wolf Bay and a bunch
Yeah,
of
I mean, to
other
be honest, I again looked at Bad Wolf
works.
Bay, and it's just a little bit out of kind of Cardiff. I mean, it's doable, it's drivable, you know, but it is.
It
I
was like
can't
2 hours
imagine it's easy getting there with public transport. You know, you've got to either get a taxi or drive there. But no, that's really good. As I said, you know, if you're listening, please go check out Doctor Who Chronological. Yeah, no, sounds really good. So should we crack on with the questions then? I mean, to be honest, you kind of did answer the first one about when did you start watching Doctor Who? So it was Christopher Eccleston up until the Empty Child, and then left it till Matt Smith, or did you see a few episodes in between?
I definitely saw David Tennant, but I wasn't like avidly watching. I think it was from my point of view, I think I became like a Doctor Who fan with Matt Smith, the 11th Hour, and like I used to get the Doctor Who magazine. I used to get all the actual figures, and I was like really into it. And then when I started watching Matt Smith, I got all the David Tennant and Eccleston on DVD, and I went back and watched all the David Tennants on DVD after. And then obviously I loved it. Like the David Tennant's just great. But then from Matt Smith all the way through to Capaldi, it was just like, oh, amazing.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that because as I'm sure you know, Josh's favorite doctor is Peter Capaldi.
Oh, same. He's the
Brad's is
best.
David Tennant. Oh, it's same. Oh, there you go. Oh,
He's
that's it.
amazing.
He's going to be back editing this, and he's just going to go, "Yes, that's it." Someone else, because it's really weird. Because a lot of people I speak to, they think Peter Capaldi's all right, you know. But it's either David Tennant or Matt Smith. There's never really anything. So, yeah, and Brad's is David Tennant. Mine for the moment is David Tennant, but it's kind of cheating because I've only really seen two doctors. So, you know, it's
Well, for
different.
me, it's interesting because, Capaldi, in terms of the Doctor's character, Capaldi's my favourite. But in terms of like the era and the episodes, probably Matt Smith. But then obviously David Tennant's also just iconic, So it's kind of, it's hard.
No, that's good. That's good. So, what was the first episode you remember watching as a kid of Doctor
Probably Rose, to be honest.
Who? Okay,
But
yeah.
the first one that really sticks in my mind is probably The Empty Child because of how it like traumatized me. It's quite creepy. Like a lot of stuff in that episode is like, oh my God, because I was 5 when it came out and it was like, whoa, that's nuts, And that guy
Yeah.
turned it into the gas mask. It's like, whoa.
I mean that's the thing. We covered Waters of Mars last week, and
Oh,
it
amazing,
just, I
actually.
mean, yeah, I'm 26 and I'm still sitting there thinking that's scary. I mean, God knows
Oh
how it would have
yeah.
been if you're a kid. You know, that's it's just, you know, there's some.
Waters of Mars is such a great episode. I
I
watched that
know.
again for the first. I rewatched it for the first time recently, and it's just, oh my God. It's probably Tennant's best performance, I
Oh,
think.
don't honestly. It is at the moment my favorite episode of Doctor Who
It's
by
got
far.
everything.
You know, it's just it had everything in it. You know, it was set in the future, set on Mars, scary alien, tense.
Also,
There's
you see the dot. It's for me, it's peak 10th Doctor because he kind of snaps and he's just you see that
yeah,
dark side of him so
yeah.
much. It's like, whoa, oh my God.
Oh, it's perfect,
So good.
absolutely perfect. But yeah, honestly, I would love to keep talking about Waters of Mars, but I know this week we are covering the season four
Time.
finale, which we'll get to in a bit. But what is your favorite episode of Doctor Who and why?
It's just so hard. I have like a top two.
Okay, yeah.
You haven't seen either of them yet, but my number
Okay.
one is from series five, Amy's Choice. Yes. It's just such a great episode. Like in terms of storytelling, it's just so good. And it's the kind of like a lot of different dreams and stuff, and like playing around with dreams, which is pretty awesome. But my number two is Heaven Sent with Peter Capaldi, which is like, it's not for a while, but oh my God, it's it. If you ask most Doctor Who fans, they'll say that that's probably their favorite because it's just so good.
Okay, nice,
Because
nice.
it's Peter Capaldi, like just him, and like it's just his performance is just brilliant, awesome. But those two, if I had to pick, but yeah.
Perfect. There you go. I can just hear Josh just scream with joy now, just from all the way from Dubai. He's like, oh my God, someone else likes Peter Capaldi. And we're
Yeah.
never going to hear this down. Like every single episode now, he's just going to be like, right, we've got to bring Tyler back on because, you know,
Yeah.
it's,
The biggest, all three of us are the biggest Capaldi fans, you know, we love them.
Don't say that. He'll join you boys next, you know. He'll be like, no. So I'm going over to a different podcast where they appreciate Peter Capaldi, not, you know. But no, okay. So that's really good. So that was, sorry, what was the
Amy's Choice.
Amy's Choice and Heaven Sent.
Nothing sent, yeah. Amy's Choice is coming up in the next series, so
Yeah.
that'll be
Nice.
good.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, the next question, bit of an interesting one. So, what is the coolest bit of merch that you own of Doctor Who, or you've seen, or what would you say?
Can I think of what Doctor Who merch I own? Oh, I don't. Oh, I mean, I used to when I was a kid, I used to get all the like toys and stuff, like different. I remember for Christmas one year, I got the set of like all 11 Doctors figures. Like,
Nice, nice.
that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I still have a lot of them somewhere, but. I mean, we always joke about getting a David Tennant cut out for the podcast.
You
Doing
gotta do it, a
front,
life-size
standing in
one.
the back, you know,
Yeah.
watching over soon.
Yeah, and it's got to be a life-size one as well. It can't be a
Of
short. It's got
course.
to be
Yeah,
full size.
just fourth
Yeah.
member.
No, that's good. That's good. And like, have you been to any kind of things like Comic Con or any Doctor Who
Yeah.
specific conventions?
I used to go to Comic Con a lot. And yeah, I used to go quite a bit. I never met anyone from Doctor Who there, but I did meet the actress who plays Jo in Classic Who
Okay, yeah.
one time, but that was just like at like my friend's party or something. It was really random. But I did used to go to Comic Con a lot. And I don't know if you know that show Primeval.
I've heard of it, yes. I
I
never saw
met
it again.
yeah. I met one of the guys from the my favorite character from that Comic Con one year, and it was just like
Brilliant.
amazing. We I think Billy Piper was at Comic Con or someone, and we wanted to go, but I think it didn't line up. But one day we'll go and meet someone from Doctor
Yeah,
Who.
to be honest, the
There's
last
always
Comic
someone, you know.
Oh, exactly. There is always, and I think the last Comic Con I went to was, I want to say 22 over in oh, I can't remember where it is now. Not kind of West London way.
Nice.
Kensington. No, not
Yeah.
Kensington. I think it's Kensington. Yeah. Jodie Whittaker was there.
Nice.
I think Tom Baker was there as well. Actually, it was quite. Like, I looked at it and I was like, wow, I can't believe how many. But the trouble is, just see Jodie Whittaker, and at the time I hadn't seen any episodes of Doctor Who or anything like that. But at the time, I mean, it was quite expensive to go, you know, kind of meet her and get, you know, because she was like the, I suppose you'd call them, headliner,
Yeah.
and the queue for her was absolutely
Oh,
phenomenal.
cues are insane, yeah.
Like it just, and bearing in mind they're like, oh, you've got to come at your allocated slot time as well and everything like that. And I'm like, if that's people's allocated slot, that's incredible, you know. So,
Oh, it's yeah.
but it's nice to see though. It's, you know, it's nice to see that, you know, fans appreciate it. Even though I know, you know, from like what I've read and heard and everything like that, she's considered probably the weaker doctor. But because of the writing, it's really nice to see people
Yeah, the
support her,
writing
you
was.
know, because what I mean, again, what she's done. You know, for Doctor Who and everything like that, it's incredible. So yeah, so I am actually quite looking forward to watching her episodes, but I've been warned that
Yeah,
the writing's shoddy.
it's where
So yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
we do. I mean, like, we don't we. There are lots of good aspects, I suppose, and she is a good actor. Well, they're all good actors, but She was just so wasted by the writing. Like the writing was just so bad. Like it just felt like a different show completely.
Yeah, and
We're
that's
not
the
the
thing.
biggest fans of
No.
Chronological, but we still watch our episodes and like have a laugh. So it's, you
Yeah.
know, it
No, that's good though. That's good. And it's
makes
difficult, isn't
sense.
it?
It makes it more entertaining for us, and we'll
Yeah.
comments, you know. As
It is funny because even the episodes that I've seen, you look at certain writing choices or dialogue, and I love to pick holes in things. Josh
Yeah.
does as well because we both know it winds up Brad, especially if it's an episode that he likes or something like that. And
Yeah.
my favorite one is just people picking up the TARDIS. Just you've got this
Yeah.
thing that, and it's just like, how can people pick it up? You're not supposed to be able to. So they put it on the back of a truck, and I'm like, hold on a minute, how does
Yeah.
that work? And it's just like, it
Yeah.
works because the writer said it works. That's it. It's
Yeah.
but it is, yeah,
Like,
it is good.
was it Fires of Pompeii? We watched, that was the first one we watched, and there's a bit where like they leave the TARDIS for 2 seconds, and this storeholder guy is just like, yeah, I sold it. And it's just like, what?
Exactly, and it's like, how have you A,
<Like,
picked that up, B, moved it along without anyone noticing, and C,
laughs>
sold it to someone who's then
so
carried it home?
funny.
It's incredible. But yeah. So, who is your favorite companion?
I'd probably have to say Amy Pond, or maybe Clara, because
Okay.
I'm just a, again, Matt Smith, Peter Capaldi era, Moffat era Doctor is just my absolute favorite.
Yeah.
I love RTD and I love David Tennant and Eccleston, but for me, the Moffat era is like my when I became a Doctor Who fan, so it's like
Yeah.
special place in my heart. But I think probably Amy, because either Amy or Donna, it goes either way.
Oh, interesting. Donna
Feisty,
as well.
feisty redheads, they're just
Yeah.
hilarious. But
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Amy is, I don't know, I think because I'm half Scottish as well, I just that Scottish sass that
Yeah.
Amy has is great. I mean, same with Capaldi as well, you know, like I think that's why they have a special hold a special place in my heart. But
Yeah.
yeah, probably Amy or maybe Donna.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm not, I wasn't really a fan of Donna, which
Yeah.
is really weird because, again, like I know that she's based in London, but you can definitely see that she's kind of picking on the like Essex roots and everything like that. And
Yeah.
it's just,
Yeah.
she was very loud.
Very
That was my issue.
loud,
Like, don't get me wrong,
yeah.
she does have the funniest lines of dialogue for a companion.
Oh, yeah.
I think that some of the things she comes out with are just absolutely hilarious. Like, there's
Yeah.
nothing, nobody's not even come close to some of the one-liners she's had, but
Oh, yeah.
it was just very shouty to go from someone like Martha, who was a bit more
Quite
cooler,
shouty.
collective, she was there. It was quite a juxtaposition. But yeah, I mean, like, it was.
What I quite like about Donna is, because obviously with Rose, you had the whole romance thing with Rose,
Yep.
and Martha was in love with the Doctor, but he wasn't in love back. All that kind of dynamic. But what I love about Martha is that there's like not a single trace of romance or anything between them, you know? It's purely just, she would
No.
just, if anyone
Yeah.
suggested it to her, she'd just be like, oh, what? You
Yeah.
know? It's
No,
just
that.
so good.
Yeah, no, that's
That's
true.
what I
That's
quite
true.
like about that
Yeah.
dynamic. Kind of,
But
it changes up
again,
a lot, you know.
yeah. And again, it's what you said, it makes a difference, because you kind of Martha was almost like that rebound kind of thing, and then
Yeah,
suddenly
yeah.
you've just got Donna, who is just independent. She is purely, there's no like romantic ties or anything like that. So yeah,
That's
so
fair.
it's yeah, I've never
Lucky.
thought of it like that way. But yeah, no, that's good. So the final question for the little segment that we've got is the season four finale.
Yes.
Love it or hate it.
I used to really like it, but
Okay.
me and I don't know, me and Caleb watched it. Me and Caleb, my co-host,
Yeah.
we one of my co-hosts, we watched it like last year, maybe again quite recently. We rewatched it, and it was like, oh my God, this is so bad. I don't know. I feel like Waters of Mars is. I feel like Waters of Mars would have been a great farewell to David Tennant's Doctor, but
Yeah,
I felt like
it
they wanted to bring the Master back, so that's why they did it.
Well, that, yeah, I agree.
It was so
It's,
dark, and it was
yeah.
so like, oh, imagine if he somehow regenerated after that, it would have been like, whoa, you know, like really powerful. But I feel I, because so when we watched it again recently, we were kind of like, It's just a bit annoying how kind of whiny he is about regenerating, you know? And it's like, mate, you've done this like 10 times, mate. You should know the drill. And he also got the funny thing is, like, he's the one doctor who got a second chance. Like, he was gonna regenerate in the Davros one in the finale. And he
And
didn't.
the
And he got a chance to not regenerate. And it's like, okay, so you actually did get a second chance, and he's still like, oh,
well,
I want to do it. It's like, oh,
it just, I mean, don't get me wrong, I know that they were
that's
really trying to tug on the heartstrings of the audience, you know, where they're, I don't want to go, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh
And
yeah, it's very emotional. It's regeneration.
yeah, it's, you know, it's very nice. And I suppose David, I mean, I know Christopher Eccleston was the first Doctor of New Who, but I do think the David Tennant's first season got a lot of people back.
Oh yeah,
So for them, he was their
he's
kind
a
of
lot of
first
people's stuff.
Doctor. And,
Oh
you
yeah.
know, I get that they try to give him a nice send off, but I do think that I agree with you. The Waters of Mars would have been a perfect ending.
So good.
You know, it just, but I mean, look, it was a bad ending.
Oh yeah.
I thought it
In
was
the
quite
end, it was good.
sweet. Yeah, I thought it was quite sweet, but it's,
It's interesting because it's like, I don't feel like it needed to be that big, you know. I don't feel like, I mean, it is very, I mean, it's fitting that it was really over the top because his doctor is very emotional and like kind of gets angry and like is quite over the top. So it kind of matches his era a lot. But I feel like the massive like two-parter and like, I don't know, it was so long. I didn't need to be that long, you know. But I do
No.
love it, so.
No.
That's what does it for me, really, is, oh, I get to see Wolf again. Yeah, I'll watch
I've got to say,
it.
Wolf is one of my favorite
You know,
side
best part of
characters.
it,
He
you
just, honestly, like, the man is just a national treasure. Like, he just really is. He's so sweet. And just a bit as well where he's just pleading with the doctor, just don't go in, you know, don't let him out. But it's, but I'm not, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. So of course, everything I've seen, I'm trying to remain spoiler free and everything like that. So of course, when David Tennant's doctor regenerated for the first time back into David Tennant, Josh and Brad, mate, to the point of where they banned me from putting it. So we were watching through BBC iPlayer, and it got to the point of where they banned me from looking at BBC iPlayer just so I wouldn't see the little kind of like, you know, I can't remember what they're called now, you know, like the little cover photos, just so I did. And at the time, I didn't think, I was just like, well, yeah, I know it's Matt Smith. Matt Smith's the next one. And then, of course, that happened. And I'm just like, oh, okay, fair enough. You know, and then I'm sitting there thinking, I wonder if he's going to do the same thing again. I just fully expected him to go back into David Tennant. But yeah, no, it's, I mean, it's a nice ending, as you say. It's a fitting ending for David Tennant, even though he comes back. But you know, it is what it is.
He
But
always comes back.
yeah,
But that's
no,
what I
it's,
like about him. That's what I do like about him coming back, because I feel like he does feel like the only doctor that wasn't ready to regenerate. So
yeah.
it's
Okay.
quite fitting that he, I don't know, there's something quite cool about that. He was the only one that wasn't accepting of it, which is quite cool.
Yeah,
Because
no,
he liked
exactly. But yeah, so fitting in for you know, an iconic doctor. So the question is though, love it or hate it now?
I wouldn't say I hate it, but I don't love it.
Yeah.
You know, there are episodes I would much rather watch, and ultimately it was a good ending, but it took too long to get there, I think.
I mean, it's technically a three-parter as well, though, really. Because if you know, if you watch Waters of Mars, it leads straight on into the finale, into what would be part one of the finale. So you've really got to
Definitely.
watch Waters of Mars, and then, you know, and then just carry on.
I
Which
think
is, yeah.
if you include Waters of Mars, it's better, I think, because it justifies him acting so annoying the whole time, because it's like, oh yeah, like snapped basically. It makes sense, but I don't know. I just feel like he was a bit, so but hopefully he was just a bit too like whingy about regenerating, and it's like, mate, come on, mate, you know the deal, man.
Pass
You've
the
been
torch
doing
over.
this for years, you know. Also, it's like you could be just dying now, but you have a second chance at not dying. That's something, isn't it? You know,
It's
like you know, I don't know. It's quite, but I suppose it is fitting. His character, he was, that was his character, you know.
No, that's it. I mean, yeah, it was actually the
I'm not
script
doing
was for
complex.
him not to be a whiny bitch, and David Tennant was like, "I don't want to let go. That's it. I'm not doing it." Yeah, and they just like, well, they were like, "We've run out of time. We just have to keep it in. That's it." You know, it's yeah, that's good. So yeah, well, look, thank you so much for joining us here in the conversation as a companion. As I said, go check out these guys on Doctor Who Chronological. They're on YouTube, Doctor Who Chronological, and yeah, Tyler, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thank you. And yeah, if you're ever watching any Matt Smith or Capaldi, let me know because I
Yeah,
love it. I'm sorry
well,
about
to
it. Hell yeah,
yeah,
love
I mean, look, to be
it.
honest, the very next
Oh,
episode we're
not
doing
to
is the 11th Hour, so it's the first Matt Smith
do
episode I'm going to watch. So I'm interested to see about it, to be honest, because I know we're jumping ahead a little bit, but it's going to be
that.
interesting because the to me, Christopher Eccleston was, I wasn't as involved with him, you know, it was he was there, and but regenerating into David Tennant, and then David Tennant was such a big part there. It's going to be interesting to see what I think, really. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But Tyler, thank you so much, and you know, hopefully we'll have you on the podcast again soon. As I
Awesome,
said, check these guys out on YouTube, and yeah, thank you so much for listening. And back to the podcast.
thank you for having me,
Yeah,
guys.
no, well, Tyler, thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. And yeah, so I mean, when do you guys record? Do you record like every week or?
I wish, no, we it every now and then. I mean, we sometimes it's months between, and sometimes I've just finished uni, and one of the other guys is just starting uni, so we're quite busy, but.
Yeah,
We
it's.
record when we can. We've got a little backlog though. We've got eight episodes out now, and we've recorded about 12 in total. So,
Okay.
that's good.
It's difficult because like with us, so I mean Brad and I live in the same house, so it's that's a touch, you know, it's good. But the
That's
only
good.
issue, Josh lives in Dubai, so best case scenario, I think he's 3 hours in front of us. I think because they don't have the time saver thing over there. We just apparently that's a thing we do over here. But then worst case scenario, like during the winter, I think he's like 4 hours in front, or it could be he's four normally, and then five in the winter, and it just makes it a nightmare because I don't like when I work in London, and if I'm not working at home, I don't get back till 7:30, which for him is already, you know, late, so it's really difficult to do. But yes, I know the feeling. It's just you record when you can, you get stuff done, and that's it, you know. But yeah, that's good. And do you, I mean, so it's just purely YouTube then, or did you start out as a podcast and then went over to YouTube, or?
Just YouTube, really. I mean, me and my mate Caleb, we've been making films on YouTube just for ages, just for a laugh, not Doctor Who. And then, so we were just like, when me and my other mate James, we were like, oh, let's do a Doctor Who podcast. And we came up with the chronological order and everything. Me and Caleb were like, oh, yeah, let's do it as like a video podcast because that's just what we know,
No, that's good.
but it's I think it's there's something about hopefully it's people see it and go, oh, that's something different within the. It's like what you guys are doing with bringing in someone who hasn't seen it or watching it in this weird order. It's like there's so much Doctor Who stuff out there, and it's finding a niche within that fandom, which is really fun.
No, it's good. It's good. And it's an interesting
Everyone's
way to
done
look at
this
it as
before,
well.
so.
You know, you
It's
just I mean,
insane.
how many people actually sit there and look at it chronologically, and not just like kind of chronologically and in when episodes were aired, actually when they were set, you know.
When
So
they were
that's
set, yeah, it's like,
yeah. So
what?
how far have you got? What episode are you up to now?
Where we just what in terms of what we've posted, we just watched. I see, I'll put up. We just watched Vampires of Venice, which is a Matt Smith
Oh, Matt
one.
Smith's one. Okay, yeah.
That's the latest one we've watched. We've watched a bunch. We haven't hit any Eccleston yet, though, because he obviously only had one series, whereas all the others had three, so he's like really spread out. But we are watching all of them, including the Shooty Gatwa ones as well. We're
Nice.
adding those into the order as well as they come
Yeah.
out, which is like, oh, this is so many episodes.
Yeah.
But I'll see if I can find it because we the last one we watched was Vampires of Venice, but we've got a few coming up. We Shakespeare Code is coming up next with
Okay,
Mark.
yeah.
So that's a really fun one. We've also got quite a few cool ones coming up. So yeah,
Nice.
we watched Fires of Pompeii, Eaters of Light, which is 100 AD, Pandorica Opens, which is a Matt Smith, which is 102 AD, Girl Who Died, which is a Capaldi, which is 793 AD, Robot Sherwood, another Capaldi, 1190 AD. They went to 14th century and then like 15th century and stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of working our way slowly through. But there's so many like episodes set in the past, you know? Every past episode is a bit slower, so we're getting through them.
Yeah, no, it's the, well, I mean, that's the thing as well, because you'll hit a point where there'll be such a big gap between kind of there, and then suddenly you're just in the future, you know, and then
Yeah, we've got a lot in the future.
yeah, exactly. I mean, what's the plan for that? Are you just gonna kind of guess and just say, like, I think it's set before this, or like, you know, because I know some of them state, and then some of them don't state what the time of the date is.
There's a lot. I mean, through Doctor Who Wiki and stuff, it's quite
Yeah.
easy to find. We've managed to piece it together slowly, but whenever they say the year in the episode, we're like, thank you. They
You can
dodge on
actually
so much
pinpoint
easier.
it.
It's like
Yeah.
17th century. I'm like, when? Yeah, it's quite fun. It was quite fun putting the list together and the timeline and
Yeah.
piecing it together. But hopefully,
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hopefully, I think people enjoy it. So. And it's all about our friendship and our kind of
Yeah.
reaction to it more
Yeah,
than
so
anything.
that's nice though. And it's nice to do. I mean, you know, with Josh and Brad, I've known both of them since secondary school.
Yeah,
So again, it's just nice that, you know, it was just one of those things Josh just said, look, let's do a podcast. You know, let's do it. Because again, like, ever since I've known them, they've always loved Doctor Who. They've always said about Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And it was just a good idea. It was just like, let's do it, you know, because again, Doctor Who was one of those things that I'd always meant to sit down and watch, but I never got around to it.
Oh,
So
fair.
it was just an idea. It was like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, look, Tyler, thank you very much. So I've got to stop, because otherwise Zoom will cut us off,
Yeah.
and then there'll be an abrupt ending. But no, thank you so much. And as I said, you know, hopefully we can get the other two on as well at some point, and I'll try and get the other two for me as well. And yeah, but no, thank you for joining me, especially on a Sunday as well. I'm sorry, I was out all of yesterday. It was just one of those things. I wanted to do it on a Saturday, and I was just like, I just don't have enough time, because we're recording the series finale on Monday. So I was like, I need to do it by before Monday. So no, thank you for joining me on a Sunday. And yeah, we'll speak to you soon.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Right, brilliant. Cheers, Tyler. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Awesome.
All
You
right.
so much.
No, no worries at all. Cheers.